Life today has become a 24/7 media cornucopia. News is available around the clock from multiple resources. People in most nations view or listen to their favorite outlet to get their news on demand. In that respect, the frenzied lifestyle that characterizes much of modern societies has shaped the delivery of the news. But with all this news, and with all these outlets, one troubling issue emerges, namely, is it true news? How do we know that what we are being told and the pictures that we are seeing are actually true to the events being described? There is a reason that this age, more than any before it, has been deemed the age of disinformation. Stay tuned for my interview with True News founder Rick Wiles next on the Soaring Eagle Radio Show.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Welcome, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher. And when you do, please leave us a rating and review. You can follow us on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad and on Facebook. And of course, you may listen to every episode on our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. My guest today is Rick Wiles, who really is a radio pioneer. Launching True News in 1999 was a giant leap of faith by his own profession. Prior to God's calling for that effort that resulted in True News, Rick worked for many of the giants of Christian media, including CBN and TBN. Welcome to the Soaring Eagle Radio Show, Rick.
Hello, Dr. Spaulding. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, and I'm blessed that you've joined me for this episode. And I do want to give a disclaimer right off the bat. I've followed Rick's programming for a while. We have True News on our radio station. Rick, we enjoy it tremendously. And so for listeners out there who may be affiliated with any kind of radio ministry, church-based radio ministry, I would encourage you to look into getting True News on your station as well. You'll be blessed to do that. Rick, you've been in the media field for a long time. Please share with our listeners your personal story of the early years in radio. And I know that you were also involved in the early days with television and CBN and TBN, getting them lined up in cable, and then a little bit about God's call, how you left all of that behind and birthed True News.
Sure. Well, you know, when I look back, I realize how God's hand was guiding me through a career in media when I wasn't even aware of it, and actually before I was ever saved. I was saved in 1978, and I went to work in radio in 1976. So the Lord actually led me into to the industry before I was saved, but every step of the way, he was guiding me and preparing me. And, you know, for young people listening to you right now, you know, this will sound like sci-fi stuff, but in 1976, I was hired to be a sales, advertising sales rep for a brand new medium called FM.
Yeah, that's right.
FM, right? It was brand new.
Yeah.
I remember the manager of the station telling me, you know, we've started this brand new radio station here. It's called FM and everything. And so, and then, you know, the Lord blessed me in that. And then in 1980, I walked into the local cable television office to pay my cable bill. That's back in the days when, you know, you physically went someplace to pay your bill because
yeah.
there was no such thing as online payment.
That's right.
You know? And I walked in, and the person there behind the counter knew who I was because, you know, I'd been in radio for years there selling advertising. And she said to me, Rick, you ought to apply for the job we have here. And I said, what is it? She said, advertising sales. And I said, why would a cable company be looking for an advertising person? And she said, we're starting television advertising. Now, it didn't even make sense to me because at that time, Pastor Spaulding, and this is 1980.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only reason you had cable television was to get a clear signal of your broadcast stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And you only had ABC, NBC, CBS, and a couple of independents.
Yeah.
The only cable network at the time was HBO. But what I found out was there are two cable television networks had just started, like a month or two earlier. This was the summer of 1980.
Mm.
There was something called the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, now known as ESPN,
yes.
and the Cable News Network.
Yeah.
And one was a 24-hour sports channel, and the other one was a 24-hour news channel. And most people laughed at the idea and said,
yeah.
who would watch sports 24 hours a day, and who would watch the news 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
And so you had this guy, Ted Turner, you know, to start this news channel.
Yeah.
And what he did is that he, in order to entice cable companies to air this new network, he gave them 2 minutes per hour of advertising time. And there was a satellite cue tone that came down from the satellite and triggered a device on the equipment in the cable system head in, and a cart machine, the old fashioned, you know, what they called a cart machine would come on and
yeah.
play a local, you know, 1-inch tape commercial.
Yeah.
This is like ancient times, you know.
You're right.
I mean, we talk about this stuff now, you know. But that was really advanced technology in 1980.
Yeah.
And so I met with a cable company executive, and he told me that there were only 10 cable companies in the entire United States selling advertising.
Amazing.
And they were one of the 10.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a sales manager. So, I took that job, you know. And then I was a Christian at that time. And then years later, I was in a cable convention. And CBN was there. And I'm talking to the CBN reps, and, you know, they know I'm a Christian. And they're telling me that Pat Robertson had just launched a Christian cable television network, KBN Cable Network,
mm-hmm.
which then later became the Family Channel.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know if I wanted to go to work for them. And so the Lord opened up a door for me to go to
yes.
CBN in Virginia Beach. And then, you know, later that turned into director of marketing at TBN.
Mm. Yeah.
But the whole thing started with the Lord leading me to an AM radio station in 1976 that said, we just started a new station called FM. And I'm sharing that story because I want people to see how God's hand is on our lives. He directs our steps. He orders our path. And there may be a young person listening to me right now, and you're just starting your career. You need, if you love the Lord with all your heart, you need to understand the Lord will direct you. He will guide you.
Yes.
And 30 years from now, you're going to look back and go, God was with me every step of the way. Even when it didn't seem right, he was with me.
Amen. Amen. So you decided, and, well, maybe that's not the correct way to state that, but I know from reading your biography, Rick, that late in 1998, you walked away from all of this, and you developed quite a career in cable marketing and sales. But in 1998, God spoke very clearly to you, and you were obedient. And so you walked away from that, didn't you?
Yes, but I didn't walk away to start a radio ministry.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was the reason. I mean, that was not the main reason. In fact, the radio show didn't start until a year after I had left TBN.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a year, I was speaking and traveling and just sharing with anybody that would listen what I believe the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And in 1998, it was a day in April, about the third week of April, and I was just minding my own business, doing my job at TBN, and I was really I felt like the prime of my life. I could not imagine things would get better for me. To me, I had the ideal dream job. I was director of marketing of TBN and flying all over the United States and representing TBN and, you know, negotiating contracts with big corporations and, you know, to air TBN on, or carry TBN on DirecTV or Dish Network or cable systems. And it was just a lot of fun. But the Lord began to burden me in April. And it culminated one day with the Holy Spirit telling me to go to the chapel. Mm-hmm. And it was a very solemn call. And I'll be honest with you, on my way to the chapel, I actually thought, God's going to tell me I have cancer and I'm going to die.
Really?
That's how solemn it was.
Yeah.
But the short version of the story is when I got in that chapel, and the holiness of God was there, and I shook. I literally shook like a leaf, knowing that the presence of God was in that chapel. And I had a vision, and it was the first time I had ever had a vision in my life. And I've only had a few since then, but this thing changed my life, and I've been running ever since on the energy that came from that vision.
Mm-hmm.
And in that vision, it was like a movie screen in front of me. And I saw American cities on fire. I saw buildings burning. I saw skyscrapers smoky. And I saw refugees. They were Americans. And they were streaming out of these burning cities. And they looked dazed and shocked, like they couldn't believe they survived.
Yeah.
And I asked the Lord, what am I seeing? And the Holy Spirit, I didn't hear this audibly, I heard this in my spirit. The response was, this is your country's future if your nation does not repent.
Mm. Yeah.
And I asked the Lord why he was showing this to me, and he said, I am calling you today to warn your country and to tell your fellow citizens to repent and return to me.
Yeah.
I humbly reminded the Lord that I was not a holy person and he had the wrong man for this job. And he said, I didn't call you because you're holy. I called you because you're a good repenter. And he said, Rick, when I convict you, you repent.
Mm-hmm.
Go and tell the people to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I didn't tell anybody that day what happened. And when I went home, I didn't tell my wife or my son or daughter. I just, they were both college age. They're still living at home. And I was just stunned by what I experienced. But the next morning, my daughter said to me, "Dad, Jesus spoke to me last night." Hmm. And I looked at her and I said, "Oh, you had a dream?" She goes, "No." She goes, "I was asleep, but it was like he walked up and stood beside my bed and talked to me. And he said, 'Daughter, beginning tonight, I will speak to you about the end times through dreams and visions.'"
Hmm.
And she said, "Dad, he gave me a dream. And in the dream, you and Mom and Jeremy," that's my son, "we were standing together and we were huddled together, but we were surrounded by thousands of people. And they were rotating around us like they were on a giant carousel." But she said, "Dad, they were skeletons."
Hmm.
And she said, I remember their eye sockets, and they had long bony arms, and they were stretching forth their long bony arms, and they were crying to you in a loud voice, "If you knew this was going to happen, why didn't you tell us?"
Yeah.
And my daughter looked at me, she goes, "Dad, I don't know what God's telling you to do, but you better do it."
Wise words.
So that's the calling.
Yeah.
That's how it happened, Pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I told my daughter what happened the night before, and then I shared it with my whole family. And I really didn't know what I was supposed to do. This was mm-hmm. April 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the summer, May, June, July, August, the Holy Spirit expanded my understanding and revelation of that vision. And you got to understand, this was 1998. I wrote down and actually published, so it's there's proof of it. I wrote down what I was hearing from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I heard Osama bin Laden, Islamic Jihad, nuclear suitcase bombs, electromagnetic pulse attack, financial collapse caused by derivatives, bank panics, bank runs, cyber attacks, food terrorism, agri-terrorism, the food would be poisoned. This is the kind of stuff I wrote down in the summer of 1998. Now,
those are all things, Rick, that those weren't in the news then. We didn't even know what those were.
Nobody was talking about
those
things
talking
in
about
98.
That. That's right.
Well, you can imagine how far out and crazy I sounded talking to people in 98. Because
yeah,
I shared this with everybody. I mean, I was like, you know, going 100 miles an hour with my hair on fire.
Yeah.
Pastor, I thought this is all going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was burning in my bones.
Mm.
I was like, I got to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell people. This God showed me and he told me what's coming to America, and I got to tell everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was burning in my bones. Well, then in 99, the Lord gave me a radio program. We had one station in Dallas, Texas, and 4 months into the program, the owner of the station notified us that we were canceled because he canceled all the Christian programs. It wasn't directed at me. He just canceled
mm-hmm.
everybody. And so I said, "Lord, what am I supposed to do?" Because we had just 2 weeks earlier bought a house and an office building for the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Lord, you knew that this was going to happen, yet you led me to buy the house and the office building, and now this has happened." And, you know, the Lord told me, just trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is where this gets. I said, "Lord, I've been turned off the radio. What do I do now?" This was 1999. He told me to go on shortwave radio and the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here I am, Pastor. You know, I had just come from marketing director of TBN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, multi-million-dollar studios,
mm-hmm.
satellite uplink stations. You know, yeah. I mean, this is like the state-of-the-art television. And the Lord is telling me, go on shortwave radio and the internet. Mm. And I was like, okay, shortwave radio is dying, and the internet, there's nobody listening to radio on the internet in 99.
Yeah, that's true.
But he told me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did. And I just focused on, every day, I focused on telling people what I heard the Lord say. Mm-hmm. And I just focused on calling people to repent. Mm-hmm. And here we are now,
mm-hmm.
in 2015, and True News is on Sirius XM.
That's an amazing thing. Yeah, that's an amazing thing.
I don't know how this has happened, Pastor. I don't know, other than I'm still saying today what I was saying in 98.
Well, God has certainly done a remarkable work in and through you, Rick. I didn't count, so how many stations do you think True News is on just in the U.S.? You have any idea, ballpark figure now?
Okay, well, let me tell you, let me think when this started. The super growth started in, I would say, the middle of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
We were still shortwave and internet, mm-hmm. until mid-2014.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All of a sudden, mm-hmm. I think we're over 150 stations right now.
Yeah.
Over 250,000 people have downloaded the True News app.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 15,000 listen every night on Blog Talk,
mm-hmm.
Probably 15,000 to 25,000 listen on YouTube, and I don't know why people listen to a radio show on YouTube. Sometimes on YouTube, we'll hit 100,000.
Wow.
on YouTube.
Yeah.
We've got Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes. When you add it all up, the nightly audience is somewhere between 500,000 and 1,000,000 people. We don't know where it's at. We just,
wow.
All we can measure are the, you know, how many people are listing on the app and the website,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and all the various digital platforms. But we don't have any numbers for the radio stations and Sirius XM.
Yeah.
But I know this, MSNBC, they only have 50,000 people watching in prime time.
No, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
huge.
They have General Electric and Comcast Cable's money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they can lie. Mm-hmm. They can deceive. Mm-hmm. They can attack Christianity, mm-hmm. because General Electric and Comcast are pumping tens of millions of dollars into MSNBC, despite the fact nobody's watching it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's a great segue, Rick, into exactly what the mission of True News is. And I'm going to share for our listeners a portion of the True News mission statement. You can find this on the True News website. It says this in part. It says, True News is the world's leading news source that reports, analyzes, and comments on global events and trends with a conservative, orthodox Christian worldview. Our vision is to build a global news network that provides a credible source for world news, events, and trends. We believe Christians need and deserve their own global news network to keep the worldwide church informed and to offer Christians a positive alternative to the anti-Christian bigotry of the mainstream news media. Offering a positive alternative to mainstream news is a challenge. How has news broadcasting changed in the last 30 years, and how have you managed to change with it, Rick? It's not the same as it used to be.
Right. Well, again, we go back to the beginning of our conversation in 1980. The only television news was ABC, NBC, CBS.
Yeah.
A 30-minute program on each network. That's it, 30 minutes. Then Ted Turner started CNN in 1980, started a news revolution. Because of technology, it's possible for people to access news from various sources now,
yeah.
And the establishment media is really fighting for their life.
Yeah.
And what they're getting ready to do, Pastor, is hammer the alternative media. A week or two ago, Matt Drudge made a shocking, stunning statement. He was being interviewed by Alex Jones, and the fact that Matt Drudge went to Austin to meet with Alex Jones and be on his show, that in itself was pretty amazing, because Matt Drudge has one of the lowest profiles of anybody out there. He just is not visible. And he told Alex Jones that a U.S. Supreme Court justice warned him privately, quote, "They're going to shut you down." Meaning, there's going to be a court ruling in the near future regarding copyright enforcement, and it will become illegal to post a news headline on the Internet. In fact, if you take it far enough, it will probably be illegal for you to copy and paste any news from any website and email it to anybody without the written permission of the owner of that news. And so, Pastor, they're getting ready to come down heavy and hard on all alternative media. A year ago, it was released that the Obama administration, through the FCC, wants to place government monitors inside newsrooms to observe the news reporting process.
That should scare the daylight. That should scare the daylights out of anybody that's listening to this program.
Well, that sounds like communist China.
Well, sure,
or
it does.
North Korea.
Yeah, absolutely, it does. Well, one of the things, Rick, that most of our listeners, probably most of yours, would understand and agree with because they've seen it, is that the network news, and I don't care what alphabet you pick, they're all the same. They will all report the same thing, and it's pretty much scripted. You can go from one channel to
and
the
almost,
next,
almost to the hour, almost to the
yes.
same minute.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you think that?
Yeah. How's that happen?
Well, my guess at it is there are U.S. government PSYOP officers inside every news network.
Yeah. Already there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this brings up the question then. What sources do you utilize for your news program, and how do you vet those sources for accuracy? I mean, it's
that's a good question. That's a really good question. You got to understand, we have been running on a shoestring budget for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. It was a one man operation.
Yeah,
I was the research department, the writing department. And the host, and also took the garbage out.
When did you sleep? When did you do anything else?
Very, very little. And I, every night, I would scan. I used to scan about 200 websites every night, and I got burned out on that, and I cut it back to about 100. But I did that every night for 17 years.
Oh, my.
And about 3 weeks ago, I stopped. I just stopped. And I just said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I'm not 40 years old like I was, you know, when we started, you know. I made this decision several weeks, actually about a month. It's been longer, so it's about a month before the Matt Drudge announcement. The Holy Spirit showed me that we would have to write our own content, that what would be on the website.
Yeah.
Because what I've done for 17 years was simply put links on our website to, you know, major news organizations around the world.
Yeah.
And a month or so ago, the Lord just told me, stop it. Stop it now. Mm-hmm. And I just did it cold turkey. And I thought, we're going to destroy our website. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of people coming to the website every day. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And then weeks later, Matt Drudge makes this statement that says, they're going to make it illegal to post news headlines.
Hmm.
And I realized the Lord was getting me ready. He was preparing us.
Yeah.
And so now, in the past several weeks, we have hired a very professional news team. We have a news director who is joining us in a couple weeks. We've hired several radio news anchor people from... one came from the Glenn Beck Blaze. Another one came from USA Radio. I just hired a writer last week. He starts the beginning of next week. And I'm doing this by faith.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it by faith. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is the hour, this is the time for this True News vision to go to a new level.
Yeah.
And that we start writing our own content.
Mm-hmm.
But here's this is the problem. I've seen this day coming for a long time, and just didn't know how I would get there, or when, or what method it was going to take, and how we were going to pay for it. But the mainstream news media, you know, I used to deal with the bias that's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the problem now. The problem now is deception.
Yes.
Outright deception.
Purposeful. Yeah.
And if you don't follow the deception, I mean, you can go crazy keeping up with the deception.
Yeah. Very true.
And I started to notice it's affecting me mentally, psychologically, emotionally, because I had to spend more and more time discerning and analyzing their deception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so where the Lord is taking us now is, you know, just put the truth out.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time on their deception. Put out the truth.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've noticed over the last couple of years is the vulgarity and the profanity that's now coming into the mainstream news media.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, major, forget about Europe. I mean, the European and British newspapers, I mean, you have no idea what's going to be in those articles, and especially the online advertisements. I mean, they're just, you know, they're borderline pornography.
Mm-hmm.
But we're now seeing in the United States major publications online that are using four-letter words in the copy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm reading a magazine article by a reputable magazine, and it's got profanity in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
the society has become so coarse and so mm-hmm. degraded. Mm-hmm. And what I'm concerned about, Pastor, is a lot of church members are adapting to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always been an issue, hasn't it?
Yes.
That Christians will adopt
They're
those.
Reading it and absorbing mm-hmm. it, and it's not offensive to them. It's not yeah. it's not grieving their spirit.
Yeah, that's a sad commentary.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, from your perspective, Rick, what are the top two or three issues, if you can name them, spur of the moment, that your listeners, visitors to your website, what are the top two or three issues that most people are paying attention to today?
I would say the same issues they've been paying attention to for many years with our program, and that is a colossal financial collapse
mm-hmm.
and reset of the global financial system,
yeah.
World War III,
yeah.
and the rise of a new world order.
Yeah.
I would say those three are at the all-time top three topics.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, there was a time not too long ago, Rick, when you would talk about things lining up for World War III, nations aligning themselves in new alliances and moving into territory, and people would call you crazy, especially if you dared mention this phrase, the new world order that's being set
yes.
up and established. People would think you were a nutcase. That's not the case anymore, is it?
No, it's so out in the open now.
Yes.
And the New World Order guys don't hide it anymore.
You know what I think that is, Rick? And this is something I've said to my congregation. I can't even count the number of times. When evil grows so bold that it becomes or they become so arrogant that they remove the blinders, they pull back the curtains because they don't care if you see it or not, then you better hang on because it's about to hit the fan.
That's right. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, the big issue, which you and I and all of our listeners, none of us know the answer to this one. Is it inevitable that this new world order is going to rise up in the very near future? Or is God going to take his hand
mm-hmm.
and swipe across the game board
mm-hmm.
and knock all their game pieces on the floor? And say, "Oops, sorry, guys. Looks like you just got set back 50 years."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
It looks to me like we're in the end game. This is it.
Yeah.
But I know that God has the ability that if He wants to roll back the clock, He can do this.
He can do that. Yeah.
And what we should be doing. The church ought to be interceding. We ought to be mm-hmm. crying out to God, Lord,
yes.
slow them down, stop them,
yeah.
expose their plan,
yes.
bring them to naught, cause them to collapse, you know. But I don't see much of that praying going on.
Yeah. And that's a problem, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're asking God, and I think those of us who are praying, those who have eyes to see, ears to hear, Rick, I see God revealing the evil, showing people for what they really are, the governments and the hypocrisy and the deception. I see it. It's as plain as
yeah.
day to me.
Yes.
And now I'm wondering, though, will the church wake up? Will the church rise up, and will they confront it? Will they pray against it? Will they intercede and ask God to do, as you said, wipe the board clean and set them back, or is this the time that we're heading into that's, we don't know that.
Well, I say, my friend Steve Quayle in Montana, he told me this 15 years ago,
mm,
and
yeah.
he turned out to be absolutely correct.
Yes.
He said, Rick, I am convinced the Lord told me, and again, this is 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he said, I'm convinced the Lord told me that before America collapses, the Lord is going to reveal the sins of the nation's leaders. And he will make it so obvious and so plain to everybody. And the people will have to decide whether they're going to accept it or they're going to stop it.
Yeah.
And here we are now, 2015, and I can barely talk about the news headlines anymore because it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
It is. Yeah. Well, that raises an interesting topic I'd like to get your take on. I believe I already know, but for the sake of our listeners, let's touch on the Obama administration for just a moment. And, of course, we could do a whole show on that. But is it your opinion that President Barack Hussein Obama is really as inept as he appears, or is this whole thing deliberate? Foreign policy, domestic, whatever the topic is, what's your opinion?
In my opinion, he is not inept. He is deliberately carrying out not only the wrecking, the demolition of the United States, but he is setting the world on fire. This man is the man of destruction.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to say he's the Antichrist.
Right.
But an Antichrist spirit is in this man.
Yes, amen. Yes, I agree with that.
This man is evil.
Yes, he is.
I mean, there have been many corrupt people in political office, but we're not talking about corruption. This is evil.
This is it. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
He reminds me of the wicked judges and the wicked kings of ancient Israel who led Israel to sin against God.
Yeah, that's right.
He is deliberately leading the nation to sin, and he has set the Middle East on fire.
He has. Yeah.
This is a deliberate act. He has trained ISIS. He has funded ISIS. Yeah. He has supplied ISIS. Why, Pastor, why is the church in America not in the streets?
Yes.
We ought to be millions of people in the streets saying, stop funding ISIS. Do you realize how insane this is that you and I are having this conversation that the United States of America is behind ISIS?
Yeah. Yeah. Millions and millions of people know it, and no one is, well, no, very few are raising this cry and voicing an objection and informing people. Very, very few are doing that.
Why? How do you explain it?
I explain it as apostasy. The church is in an apostate state. And this shouldn't come as a surprise to us, those of us who read our scripture. And it kind of muffles and drowns out the voices of those who are standing, such as yourself. I've said this from the pulpit before, Rick, that President Obama is manifesting the spirit of Antichrist. I'm like you. I won't go so far as to say he is. But he is definitely manifesting the spirit of Antichrist, and he is very much against God's people. He is hostile to Christians. He's proven that again and again and again, and he's taking our money to fund enemies of Christianity in the Middle East, and now Europe. Europe's going to be on fire before long.
That's right. We are witnessing an event taking place in Europe that I don't know what we can compare this to in history. A mass migration of Muslims out of the Middle East, overtaking national borders. This is like something out of the Middle Ages.
And you have leaders of nations, such as Germany's leader, Merkel, welcoming them with open arms and saying, send us more.
I know. And they're coming to the U.S. John Kerry has already worked out the plans for them to be airlifted into USA. But, you know, Pastor, in early 2011, Avi Lipkin, who is an Israeli Jew,
yes,
his wife works for some... He's never told me who his wife works for. I mean, I can guess. You know, it's definitely an intelligence-related
yes
agency or mm-hmm organization. But Avi was on the program, True News, in early 2011. Right, the Arab Spring had just started. It started in late 2010. And so by early 2011, that's when Egypt was on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were rumors that Obama was behind the Muslim Brotherhood uprising.
Mm-hmm.
And back then it was just rumors.
Right.
And Avi told me that his wife monitored Arab television and radio and newspaper reports that said that it was common knowledge among the Muslims that Obama was behind the Arab Spring,
mm-hmm,
and that he is a Muslim, and that he is going to set the Middle East on fire and create a refugee crisis.
Mm. That was in 2011.
That was 2011, mm, and that millions of refugees would be sent into Europe and the United States. Now, when Avi said that in 2011, that was such a wild statement that very few people took him seriously.
Well, yeah, because that was hard to imagine.
It is. And here it is today. It's happening, and people still, when you tell them that this is deliberate, they still can't wrap their minds around it.
Right.
And you show them it's actually happening, and they can't comprehend that it is a deliberate policy.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because normal people can't think like an evil, wicked tyrant.
Yeah.
But Obama is on the on par with an Adolf Hitler,
mm-hmm,
or a Pol Pot or yeah a Mao Zedong or yeah a Joseph Stalin.
Mm-hmm. He's done a masterful job of cloaking all that, though, hasn't he? Because he's like Mr. Teflon as far as many Americans are concerned. You can't pin
yes
any of this stuff on
help,
him.
With the help of the establishment news media.
Yes, exactly.
Which is what I'm up against.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, Rick, I think we could go on and discuss this some more. Maybe we'll come back and do another program, because we just touched the tip of the iceberg on this, and there's much more to be said, and I think that the church needs to hear it. Would it be okay if we scheduled something and do another show and maybe just focus on this?
Absolutely. Be glad to.
I appreciate that. Any new projects, Rick, that you're working on? You mentioned that you're beefing up the staff because you're going to have to start producing your own news and vetting all of that information, and that's a tremendous task. Anything else going on with True News you'd like our listeners to know?
We have a lot of projects underway. We're building a global digital media platform to be an alternative platform and distribution system, not only for news, but for particularly for the preaching and teaching of the Word of God.
Mm.
And I'll just give you a typical day at True News, all right? Here's what we did today, okay? Our team was, we had a crane. Pastor, we needed a crane to do this
today. A crane. So, That's interesting.
You want to guess what we were doing? Okay, so we had to unload a 40-foot shipping container that we had purchased, and God gave us a tremendous blessing. One of our listeners came across in the Midwest at a salvage yard, the shipping container that had been retrofitted as a radio broadcast studio.
Wow.
Somebody spent a lot of money building the studio inside this 40-foot container.
Wow.
And apparently, from what Well, let me put it like this. Somebody spent a lot of money doing it for someone who didn't pay for it.
No, there, yeah. Wow.
That's the story, okay? And so we bought it at a great price, and then a True News listener who drives a truck drove it here today from the Midwest as a donation for us. And so we had to unload it today, but we had to get it was 11,000 pounds.
Yeah.
All right, so we had to get a crane to take it off the truck and set it on a concrete slab. But we're going to send this container to another country.
Oh. Excellent.
Because we're going to start setting up international broadcast facilities around the world.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
Because there will be a day that I can't stay here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope your audience understands what I just said.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be a day soon I can't remain here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how dangerous it's becoming in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you've received death threats before.
You know, I'm just, it's like, I told a friend tonight, I said, you know, the Lord has not released me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's blessing me in America as I continue to work. And yet at the same time, he's giving me remote broadcasting facilities.
Yep. Here's a glimpse of what we're going to do in the future, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. That makes perfect sense. Where can listeners connect with you on social media?
Well, I mean, we have a Facebook page. You know, our website, True News, TRUNEWS, TrueNews.com. You can click on the radio page, and you can see if there's a broadcast affiliate in your city. But, I mean, the number one way people are listening to us is online and on their mobile device. We do have a True News app that you can download.
Yeah.
And there's a place to sign up for an e-newsletter. Just put your email address in there. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to have you. And then if you have SiriusXM, we are on channel 131 at midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Rick, I've enjoyed our conversation and just a quick glimpse into what God's done in your life and raised you up and given you this very important ministry assignment in these last days. I appreciate your faithfulness to that and for joining me on Soaring Eagle Radio. God bless you, my
friend.
Yes,
sir. I enjoyed it, too. We have the best news assignment anybody could ever be given, reporting the countdown to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Our blessed hope, brother. Our blessed hope.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Thank you for joining me, Rick. Appreciate it.
All right.
God bless you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, PastorMike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek Him.